Back in 1979, the nuclear core of the Three Mile Island power plant in Pennsylvania underwent a partial meltdown. The result was the worst nuclear accident in U.S. history. Since then, the giant cooling towers of the plant have become a symbol for fears over the safety of nuclear power. Those same concerns have arisen once again with reports that diagrams of nuclear plants have been found in the hands of terrorists. NPR's Brian Naylor has this report.
On the morning of September 11th, after the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission alerted nuclear power plants to go to their highest levels of security. But on that day, Scott Portsline says there was a problem at the power plant on Three Mile Island.
For 3 hours, they couldn't close the vehicle barrier at the north entrance because they didn't have electricity to power it shut.
What do you mean they didn't have electricity?
Somehow they lost the connection or had not energized the connection to the barrier. And so for 3 hours, they had to put compensatory measures in place, blocking the road with state police vehicles and so forth.
Portsline, who lives in nearby Harrisburg, worries a lot about security at Three Mile Island. His fear is that the site of the nation's worst nuclear accident in 1979 could once again be the scene of a catastrophe.
Three Mile Island is a world-famous plant. The World Trade Center bombers in 1993 had a training camp 30 miles from Three Mile Island where they did a nighttime mock assault on an electrical substation as if they were practicing going into a nuclear plant. So I take the threat very seriously, and knowing that Three Mile Island is world famous, it makes sense to me that it could be at the top of the list.
A plant spokesman confirms the vehicle barrier was out of service for a time on September 11th, undergoing scheduled maintenance, but said the gate was not essential to security at the plant. He said there was what he called incredible surveillance, hardened barriers, and a well-trained security force in place. One day last week, outside the gate in question sat a state police cruiser and a National Guard Humvee. However, both were empty, their occupants presumably inside a nearby trailer. Dave Simon, a spokesman for Exelon, the utility that co-owns Three Mile Island, says security at the plant is tight, if not always apparent.
You probably didn't see them. I think there's having been on the plants, they're there and can handle what needs to be handled if something ever occurred.
Since September 11th, fears that terrorists could attack a nuclear plant have been sparked by government warnings and the president's assertion during his State of the Union address that nuclear plant diagrams were found in the hands of Al-Qaeda terrorists. An unnamed intelligence official quoted by the Knight Ridder News Service says some of those diagrams were downloaded from the Internet. That's not surprising to David Lockbaum, a nuclear safety engineer with the Union of Concerned Scientists.
From the searches we've done of the websites after 9/11, we found plenty of information about details about plant operation.
At one site, Lockbaum was able to download a fire hazard analysis that goes room by room at one nuclear power plant, outlining its vulnerability to fire.
Those studies are on the Internet today. They provide detailed maps of the plant, where the rooms are, where the control room is, where the stairwells are, all that kind of information.
Where did Lockbaum find that sensitive information? At the website run by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. NRC spokesman Victor Drix says the commission pulled down its website after September 11th for a time, and every effort was made to remove documents that could provide what he called specific and useful information to terrorists. But he said it was difficult to remain as open as we can, as he put it, and at the same time restrict information to terrorists. He says the commission does take nuclear power plant protection seriously.
These plants are not soft targets. These plants are among the most formidable structures in existence. They're guarded by well-trained and well-armed security forces, and the security at the plants is, and always has been, far more substantial than at other civilian facilities.
But a ground attack may be the least likely scenario for a terrorist attack on a nuclear power plant, if September 11th is any guide. A few miles down the river from Three Mile Island sits Harrisburg International Airport. For a period after September 11th, the airspace over the plant was closed, but flights have since resumed. The reactor at Three Mile Island and other nuclear plants is surrounded by thick concrete, but was not designed to withstand an attack from a large commercial jetliner. The spent fuel storage pools, also highly radioactive, are even more vulnerable. David Lochbaum at the Union of Concerned Scientists says the best hope lies with keeping hijackers out of planes.
The plants are what they are. You can't go out tomorrow and put in 3 more feet of concrete even if you wanted to. It's just something that can't be done that quickly. We feel that the best defense against air attack is making it harder for people to get their hands on airplanes.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is conducting a top-to-bottom review of security issues at nuclear power plants. Several members of Congress have proposed measures to strengthen security, calling on the federalization of power plant guards, a move the NRC and Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge oppose. Harrisburg resident Scott Portsline says there is part of him that believes Three Mile Island is well protected and that nothing will happen. But he adds that's what he needs to believe to sleep at night. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Middletown, Pennsylvania.